I better go ahead. This one then is Clever Online specific, optimizing auto text and settings for multi-tenant collaboration. Okay, so I'll just try and set the groundwork a little bit first as to how things were before I went near it. So starting on the left, you've got like a Clever Online server, CoolWSD, and on the right-hand side, we have two documents that are open. So you can see there's one KIP broker and then there's another one KIP broker. Each one of them is a document. So each document is opened up in a different process. So you have one Clever Online server, you have two documents open, each document is open in a process. And then in between we have this fork kit, which purpose is just basically to generate the kits that documents eventually open up in. So in between, this fork kit creates the things that turn into documents. And you can see on the right side, there's two documents in use, and there's one kit spare that's waiting for the next document to come along, and each one of those is basically LibreOffice, and that's one waiting to open up a document. And when it opens up a document, that would be a kit broker for the moment it's waiting for that to happen. So the fork kit's job is to make kits that then are basically LibreOffice, and they open up documents, and there are spares ready to use. And this is all done for performance reasons. The Farkit does the initial initialization, opens, it's the startup of LibreOffice, and once it's done the slow startup, you know LibreOffice is relatively slow startup, it does that slow startup, and then because it is started, the other ones are quick to generate, and then because we keep ones ready to use already, it's even quicker again. So that's where you're starting from. Each one of the documents then, each kit is run inside its own chjail, which so each one of those documents is in its own separate little world. And what's notable is that the fork kit that starts up, it starts up in the ordinary environment, and then afterwards when it forks, the individual children themselves are inside the jail. So the fork kit itself is not in the jail, because if it was in a jail, then the other ones, you know, they'd already be in a jail and that's causing a problem. So you start off not in the jail, and then each document is opened up in the jail. In the real world then, when the document is inside these things, it's modified, we save the document out, otherwise it would be a disaster. But everything else inside in the case is thrown away. So if you're inside in Clever Online, you right click in a misspelt word and you say you want to ignore it. And then when you exit that session and you start a new session, that word will be misspelt again, because there is no storage between kit instances except for the document itself. So that's your starting place. Everything is thrown away, and what we want to do is to do two things. One of which, when we do make changes, for instance, to your spelling, and you say that these words should be remembered for the future, we want a place to store that. We also want to bring in some of the things you have in the ordinary desktop version. You have these user dictionaries I just mentioned, known as the word books, which keep track of your misspellings. You also have auto texts, where you have these pre-canned long sequences of text about a particular topic that when you trigger a particular keystroke, they expand out these words. So classic ones are where you have form letters and you say the same thing to multiple people on regular occasions. You just type your little shortcut and you get out this boilerplate text that matters. And then we would also like to have those per organization and per user. So if an organization can have like a stock auto text to use entire organization, and individual users have their own individual ones on top of that. And that's obviously useful for spell checking as well. And we want all that to work, and we want to be able to keep this fork kit hierarchy stuff I showed earlier, where the optimization is good. So again, what we're looking at is single Clever Online, maybe two different organizations, maybe a doctor's one or maybe a research one, nothing to do with each other. They're all hosted by the same, you know, hosting organization that uses one Collabora, two Nextcloud servers, and then there's multiple users in each one. Each organization will want to have different presets, a different set of initial auto text things and initial user dictionaries, and each user then may want to have additional ones on top of that. So you've got that hierarchy. So this is about where things change to. So the original CoolWSD, the original forkit is still there, and at the very right hand side you still have each document in the kit. But in between you have sub forkits, and each one of those is has the same shared configuration for the organization we're talking about. So the organization then, say, has an Nextcloud and hosts the various presets as once there as part of the configuration. They're downloaded automatically for them, and then they instantiate inside these subfor kits. So when you have an individual document that's opened up from a user that belongs to a particular organization, we have these ready and running already executing, pre-populated with the organization's auto text and the organization's spell checking dictionaries. And then the individual user ones are installed on the far right hand side in the individual kits. So the user stuff ends up in the kits on the right hand side. The organizational stuff ends up here in this new layer of subfor kits where everything is pre-populated. Subfor kits, unlike a document, when it disappears, when we come to the end of life, we hold on to them for a while in case you need to reopen a new document. And then this is all configurable, and then we cache everything again configurably afterwards so that we have the data to hand. In the most cases, the shared data is not going to change for our organization on a regular basis. So implementation details for the whole fact is that we start off with check file info that has information about the document. We extend it for this additional thing. We start downloading it as soon as the information has come from. We'll hopefully have all that downloaded or pre-cached in advance. But if not, when we eventually get to loading up the document, we download the document as always, and we get to loading the document, we will delay the loading of that document until the subfor kit is available. And when the subfor kit is available, it goes ahead and it launches the spare kit as per usual. The spare kit's available, document opens on that. The idea of shared and user is the same as what you have in LibreOffice already. There's already the concept of a shared directory and a user directory. There's also the concept in LibreOffice of a preset directory, which is when your first start copies things from. So this all fits in with how LibreOffice works already. And we splice on our new paths for auto text and user dictionaries onto the existing directories we have for that. And also there's other settings we have available to us, the browser settings and online. We can also put them in the same storage as we're putting these auto text into. And we already have the existing LibreOffice XU file format for configuration data. This is also supported for changing settings as well. Just one example, little kind of practical issue. I mentioned earlier about the fork kit and how that starts off in usual environment and then you move into the sub-environment, is that in that sub-environment, the paths are different than they are in the outside environment. This is not a problem normally until we start using this, and then we're looking for auto text paths that actually turn out to be inside the individual document. You're still getting the same paths as they were outside in the original fork kit, and that's a problem because you can't find them. So there's a whole complicated process of where you have to basically reinitialize things to get the right paths, and then there's a kind of a chain of three or four issues down along. You have to get one thing reinitialized to get another thing reinitialized so that when these dictionaries are in the right place, they can be found. So there's a number of tedious steps to it. But the outcome is that if you're in the version of Clara Online, working with a version of one of these WAPI servers that supports the feature, then you can add to your individual user dictionary like that. You can exit your document. The next time you open up any document, these settings have been stored and you'll see them again. And then at the end of all this, to be able to administer them inside in LibreOffice itself, you have an options page. That options, the concept of that options page, you'll find in the Nextcloud Rich Document Settings pages, which has been extended to include settings that are now hosted from Clara Online itself. So there's flexibility for the future, and I'll just show you what it looks like at the moment is that you're inside in the settings of the server itself, and the section here that says Auto Text, Word Book, there like that, they have been coming from Clara Online itself and gives you the opportunity to add additional auto text and delete the existing ones, Word Books or the user dictionaries. That's the personal settings for individual ones, and an admin user also has very similar settings, exactly the same visually, that he can use the override, the organization ones. Thank you very much.